Hello, and welcome to another music-packed half-hour of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley, and the second edition of The Music of 1928. Yes, one show just wasn't enough for that bumper year, just before the disastrous stock market crash that changed the world and music forever. To open, this is George Wright and one of the great Charleston songs written by Mort Dixon and Harry Warren in 1928, Nagasaki. George Wright and the Vaughan Wurlitzer in Hollywood, recorded for Hi-Fi Records in 1959. The names of Roy Turk and Fred Ehlert may not be as familiar as those of Irving Berlin or Cole Porter, but they wrote such songs as I Don't Know Why, Walking My Baby Back Home, and this, I'll Get By As Long As I Have You, on which Eric Lord featured the Wurlitzer in the Paramount, later Odeon Theatre, Manchester. Thank you. Eric Lord and the Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer, a track released on a Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust LP and later reissued on CD. Time now for the obligatory De Silva Brown and Henderson hit from 1928, one of four in my library. I played You're the Cream in My Coffee last week. Today I have Button Up Your Overcoat from a 1928 stage show followed through. This is Tom Hazelton and the Wurlitzer in the Senate Theatre, Detroit. Button Up Your Overcoat, and those other two hits from 1928 are The Waltz, Together, and the tearjerker Sonny Boy. They'll have to wait for a future edition. The two standout vocal recordings of If I Had You were released in 1929. In the US, Rudy Valley charted, and in the UK, Al Boley took the honours. There were, of course, countless band recordings, and even some on theatre pipes. This track by Lawrence James, though, on the Compton-Noteman hybrid in the Dreamland Cinema Margate, dates from the vinyl era. One of the great ballads of that year was Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, from the pens of L. Wolf Gilbert and bandleader and director of light music for Victor Records, Nat Schrokret. Jesse Crawford's 78th side of Janine doesn't appear to have been reissued, which is curious in that it is his arrangement that is replicated by so many. That wasn't the case with John Seng's rendition, though. which featured the Wurlitzer Howell hybrid in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary, Mundelein, Illinois.
Thank you.
The very distinctive jazz stylings of Brian Rodwell with Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson's Love Me or Leave Me, played on the Wurlitzer in the Granada Theatre, Tooting. While it's wonderful that the building still stands because of bingo usage, it's very sad that the Wurlitzer console is entombed below a stage ramp and that the understage chambers have been severely damaged by floodwater, so the organ is unplayable anyway. Organs of varying kinds were installed in the 1920s in all sorts of venues requiring live entertainment or accompaniment, including Elks and Masonic halls around the USA. The Elks Club in Los Angeles sported a Robert Morton concert organ that could also play theatre repertoire, as evidenced by this track of Del Castillo and The Peanut Vendor. The Peanut Vendor, written in 1928, but not hit material until Louis Armstrong and, on our side of the Atlantic, Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra committed it to shellac in 1931. Earlier, I played a track co-composed by Nat Shawcrett, Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time. Nat also recorded with various studio groups for the Victor Company and in all too few instances with organ adding depth to the groups. This is his Rhythm Melodists with Sigmund Krumgold playing the SD pipe organ in Victor's Trinity Church studio in Camden, New Jersey, with Milton J. Rettenberg's charming Sweet Nothings. Thank you. Sweet Nothings. And that SD in the Camden studio was the very same used by Fats Waller for his late 1920s organ recordings. The organ disappeared without trace. It's operetta time, at least for one song from Oscar Hammerstein II and Sigmund Romberg's 1928 show, The New Moon, which ran on Broadway for some 519 performances. One of my favourite selections from that show is Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, which is usually played as a tango. This is a newcomer to these half-hour shows, Rick Schindel, presenting the long-gone Myron Colton organ in the State Theatre, Toledo, Ohio. Thank you. usually attributed to just Kurt Weill, but actually co-composed with Mark Blitzstein and Bertolt Brecht. That, of course, was Mack the Knife from the Threepenny Opera, played there by Vic Hammett on the Wurlitzer in the Dendy Theatre, Middle Brighton in Melbourne. That's it for today. Join me again next time for the last in this series of music from the 1920s, but certainly not the last Hot Pipes. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.